Hare Krishna. The fundamental negative thinking is to think that happiness can be found only in matter. Nowadays, there are a lot of books which talk about the importance of positive thinking. And often the idea is that if people are unsuccessful, then they are told that you are being unsuccessful, that the cause of your failure is your inability to think positive. If you just think positive, then things will work out wonderfully for you. Now, it's definitely true that negative thinking is undesirable and positive thinking is desirable. We should not be unnecessarily morose or pessimistic. It's good to be optimistic and positive in our life. But at the same time, while the words positive and negative have certain appeal and revulsion. Positive has appeal and negative causes revulsion. But these words are very vague and nondescript. What do we mean by positive and negative? To understand that, we need to look in terms of consequences. The Bhagavad Gita describes that we at our core are souls. We are eternal. We are indestructible. And for us as souls to misidentify with matter, to think that matter is all that exists, or at least matter is all that matters, that is a terrible misconception. And once we get caught in this misconception, then our prospects for happiness become very limited. One reason why people don't want to think negative is that negative thinking restricts people's prospects, restricts people's conceptions. And wherever people see, they see this problem, that problem, that problem. Now, when we think that happiness has to be found in matter, that means we conceive that in this world, through the sense objects, we have to find pleasure, then that itself becomes a fundamental form of negative thinking. Because in this world, no matter what we do, actually speaking, that we are all caught by a materialistic consciousness, which is induced by what the Bhagavad Gita calls the three modes of material nature. Three gunas, sattva guna, rajoguna, tamoguna. Now these are shapers of our perception in this world. And the three modes cause our perception to be distorted. Essentially, they make us think that different forms of matter will provide us enjoyment. And based on such conceptions, based on such perceptions, we labor trying to get this kind of matter or that kind of matter. But ultimately, we are all sentenced, condemned to frustration. Because matter ultimately is, material things are temporary. And whatever way we might seek pleasure in material things, the very temporariness of those material things is going to cause us frustration. A child creates a sand castle and thinks, this is my castle and I'm going to enjoy. But when the high tide comes, sand castle is destroyed. We, grown-up people, create our own kind of sand castles. We may get a car, we may get a bungalow, we may get a spouse, we may get prestige and position. But these things in themselves are not bad. But when we think these are going to be the sources of happiness for us, then in due course of time, as we grow old, as fortunes change in life, as we start losing these things, we will be terribly miserable. So, to seek pleasure in the destructible is to make ourselves miserable. And so the Bhagavad Gita says that gunane tanati tetri dehi deha samudbhavam janma mrityu jara dukkha mukto amrutam ashnute. When the soul goes beyond the influence of the three modes, all the soul is in the body, but by cultivating spiritual consciousness, the soul goes beyond the influence of the three modes. That means the soul no longer conceives that pleasure is to be found in matter. Then, janma mrityu jara dukkhair then one goes beyond the miseries of birth, death and old age. These are all happiness checkers, happiness chokers, happiness deprivers. Vimukto amritam ashnute. Vimukto, we become liberated. Amritam ashnute. And we can attain nectar, we can attain real happiness. How is that? Because when our consciousness becomes freed from the notion that matter is the only place where you can find happiness, when we turn our search for happiness towards the spiritual reality, when we recognize that Krishna is the all-attractive, all-loving, all-joyful Supreme Person, and then we learn to love Him, then that redirection of our love towards Krishna is the foundation of all positive thinking. Recognizing that Krishna is the source of all happiness and Krishna is there in the heart, always with us, and that Krishna can be served in every situation, Krishna can be loved in every situation, that creates a positivity in our life which will never be taken away from in any situation. If our positivity is based simply on perceiving material things positively, then how much can we think of something positively when that thing itself is ultimately destructible? But when Krishna is indestructible, is infallible, His love for us is unfailing, and when we learn to love Him, then that foundation of love for Krishna becomes a foundation for the best positive thinking, because it connects us to the supreme positive reality of life, Krishna, and His unfailing, unflinching love for us. Thank you. Hare Krishna.